Radio Prague News. Leaders of the Czech coalition parties are debating next year's draft budget at their meeting on Monday. Prague's tram transport is celebrating its 120th anniversary. And a policeman who was behind the wheel of a car that plunged into the Vltava River died on Sunday. A meeting of coalition leaders over the draft of next year's budget got underway on Monday. Coalition leaders are expected to clash over this budget draft. They are set to discuss a proposed hike in VAT and further budget cuts to make up for falling tax revenues. Finance Minister and Deputy Chair of the Top 09 party, Miroslav Kalousek, has floated the idea of raising the VAT rate to 19%, together with introducing a new round of spending cuts to bring the public finances deficit down to 3.5% of GDP in 2012. While Prime Minister and Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas expressed no major objections to the plan, the junior coalition party Public Affairs have rejected the idea. They would instead prefer progressive taxation and higher corporate taxes. Prague tram transport marked its 120th anniversary on Monday. Hundreds of people watched as historical models such as rare open carriage tram set off for celebratory routes. As part of the anniversary events, a monument in honor of Prague's tram transport was unveiled near the National Technical Museum, which together with the Prague Public Transport Company organized the celebration. The first electric tram line, which was less than 800 meters long, started operating in Prague on July 18, 1891. It was designed by the well-known engineer and inventor František Křižík and was built in the Letná neighborhood, where the National Technical Museum is located today. At present, Prague's public transport company operates nearly 1,000 tram carriages on 33 lines, with the tram lines overall spanning a length of 538 kilometers. A policeman who was behind the wheel of a car that crashed off the Hlavkov Bridge in the center of Prague on Saturday, plunging into the Vltava River, died on Sunday, a police spokeswoman said on Monday. The 35-year-old driver had been rescued after 25 minutes underwater following a collision with another vehicle that had pushed his car over the railing and into the water. The car he was driving belonged to the Protective Services Division of the Czech Police, Czech TV reported on Sunday. The division is in charge of protecting government and other officials. Police have asked any witnesses to contact them. And now for a brief look at the weather. The start of this week is colder, mostly overcast, with occasional rain showers and storms in places. Daytime highs will range between 20 and 24 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka. This brings us to the end of the news.